Good evening, and welcome to Dan Bain's Sleepy Time Mumbles, my podcast you can miss. I am Dan Bain, and every episode I improvise a low-stakes podcast for you to fall asleep to. Those of you who are observant may notice that the last two episodes have come out bi-weekly, fortnightly, every second week, rather than the usual weekly schedule. My apologies for this. Constant listeners may recall I took a break from the show to go and become used to my work on the COVID health line here in New Zealand, dealing with New Zealand's COVID response. While I'm still continuing to do that, and right now we are dealing with Omicron. Omicron has just arrived to New Zealand a little later than everywhere else. It's like how when movies get released, oftentimes everywhere else seems to get them first, and we get them last. Much the same way as with the Omicron variant. So things have been a little, shall we say, busier than normal as a result of this. Nonetheless, we'll be looking to return to our usually scheduled schedule as soon as possible. But in the meantime, I'm fitting these in when I can. And to be fair, also doing ones that don't require too much thought, which is why we'll be continuing with the gameplay mechanics of XCOM 2 War of the Chosen. Tomorrow morning, I'd love it if you could rate or review this wherever you found it, and if you like, you could follow I Am Dan Bain on Facebook or Twitter, or of course Sleepy Time Mumbles on Instagram. But not now, that can wait. For now, put down your phone, turn off your screens, and close your eyes. Now it's time to be mumbled to sleep. Season 3, Episode 12, XCOM 2, War of the Chosen, Part 2. This evening, we're going to carry on with important discussions around the gameplay of XCOM 2, War of the Chosen. This follows on from the narrative and character discussions of part one. The gameplay in XCOM 2 War of the Chosen can essentially be broken up into two discrete components. the strategy layer, where you manage your resources, fly around the world, investigating leads, joining together the fragments of the human resistance, building new facilities within the Avenger, your mobile base, and building, upgrading, and constructing gear for your strike teams, who you'll be sending on engagements with enemy forces. That is the strategy layer. Then the tactical layer is the other part of the game, where you command your individual soldiers, usually in a squad between 4 and 6 individuals, sometimes larger, according to some variables throughout the game, and you will maneuver and position them on a 3D grid style map. The game is played in turns, much like a game of chess. You will move your soldiers, and then the opponent forces will respond. In the tactical map, you'll attempt to achieve your objectives. Sometimes that will be to rescue an individual, assassinate a high-ranking advent leader, or simply clear the advent presence from a particular area of strategic importance. We'll begin by discussing the strategy layer. When you first begin a new game of XCOM 2, War of the Chosen, and you arrive at the strategy layer, the first thing you're asked to do is to go to engineering, where you'll meet Lily Shen, get some background on her character, and also be introduced to the mechanic of constructing new equipment and upgrades for your tactical teams. At the beginning, there are only a few options that you can build, and everything that you build consumes resources. There are multiple resources in the game that you'll need to gather. One is simply called supplies, and this is a general all-purpose stuff that's used for building equipment and also new facilities inside the base. The next one is rarer, and it's called Alien Alloys. This is a otherworldly metal brought to the planet by the alien invaders and salvaged from their destroyed stuff. You'll need this for building more advanced equipment that takes advantage of the technological enhancements that the invaders have brought to Earth. Finally, and of no use at this point in the game, as you need to unlock some things, but the last resource is... Oh no, the second to last resource is Illyrium cores. These are alien batteries, effectively filled with Illyrium, the mysterious alien fuel that is used to power their UFOs and advanced weaponry as well, I suppose. The actual final resource is intel, and this will be spent not on building things, but on contacting new territories, on gathering information and finding out secrets around the advent and alien forces. At the beginning, although you have supplies and intel, there's only a limited number of things that the base level engineering department is able to construct. A medipack, a flashbang grenade, a smoke grenade. I think that's it. I feel like there's something else. Basic equipment. Once you've worked out this mechanic, you'll then get summoned to the research laboratory, where you meet Chief Scientist Tigan and learn the mechanics of research and how that works. Research is determined by the number of scientists you have. More scientists, research projects move faster. They also take longer or shorter depending on the level of complexity of the thing being researched. Throughout the game, as you capture or find various alien items and artifacts, and as you uncover more pieces of the puzzle and mystery that is the Avatar project, they'll become available to research in the lab. Only one research project can be done at a time. And so you will need to make decisions as to what is your priority. Are you going to research new guns to turn your soldiers into more efficient killing machines? Or are you going to research armor so they don't just get killed really easily? Or any sort of other things that add more abilities or advance the plot of the game. These are the two base level versions of the research and engineering lab. Scientists speed up research. The engineers are required to build new rooms and then also to staff them. So both of these types of personnel are, in a way, another resource that you'll have to manage. The Avenger has three empty spaces when you begin, where you can build a new facility, a new room in the ship that will provide some bonus or functionality that you don't currently have. After that, you'll have to clear out rooms that are filled with miscellaneous junk or dead machinery in order to reset the room and enable you to build a new facility in there. Throughout the course of the game, you'll be able to make an improved version of the engineering department called the Foundry, which is used for more experimental and complex levels of weaponry, and also an advanced version of the research labs called the Shadow Chamber, which will be required to research the most intriguing and plot-specific parts of the alien agenda, aka the Avatar Project. The next location on the ship that we go to is the bridge where our friend Bradford hands control of the Avenger back to us. From the bridge, we will make decisions about where to fly in the world and what missions to undertake. In the bridge is a giant holographic representation of the globe, and it is on this that we will plot courses for the Avenger to fly on, and generally get stuff done. So then we pull out to the globe, and it is the world we know, but the territories have been redrawn into a newly shaped lines of political boundaries or territories. To begin with, we can only conduct operations in the area immediately around us where we have begun. In order to expand out further, we will need to make contact with resistance cells around the world. But this, of course, will require intel in order to find out where they are. So, our objectives are multiple. One, expand the resistance across the world, as this will give access to more resources. Also, continue to upgrade, improve, and enhance facilities and soldiers. And also discover what the Avatar Project is and halt it. And then, you know, if possible, overthrow the aliens, hold on the planet, rescuing them for us all. Various items become available on the map, locations of interest where you can fly the Avenger to and do some scanning. Scanning will take a certain amount of time, but once the scanning is complete, you'll find whatever was there or available. So you may get tips about a abandoned supply colony, or some soldiers who have been hiding out and will join the team, or a downed aircraft with some stuff in it. These sorts of things. The other type of encounter that you'll find is missions. One of your various contacts will supply you with missions. This could be one of the leaders of the factions, which we discussed in episode 1. Or it could be from the man in black, the councilman. These could be any of the following types of mission. A guerrilla operation. A little strike force mission where you're going to go in and steal something, or generally do something to disrupt the alien plan. These are the majority of the type of mission. Also, perhaps a resistance base is under attack by Advent and alien forces, and you are going in to reinforce them. That's a type of one as well. Also, sometimes the Avenger can get shot down by a UFO, and you have to defend that. Also, sometimes you attack a facility that is working on the Avatar Project, and your aim is to get in there and plant explosives and destroy the facility. Another kind of mission is hunting the Chosen, and it takes a while to unlock those through resistance operations, which I'll talk about in a minute. But there are 3 chosen bases, and that is also a type of mission you can do. And there's also a jailbreak mission. If some of your soldiers get captured, you can rescue them sometimes. So there's lots of types of, or supply. Sometimes you can find a supply train and go and hijack it for stuff. If you need stuff. Mm. those are pretty much the types of mission. There's other things you can do though. You can find the black market, which is an underground shop where you can buy or sell resources. Also, if you go back to any of the faction bases, so the Reaper base or the Templar base or the Skirmisher base, you get a bonus just for scanning there. One of them, you gather intel. I think that's the Reaper base. At the Skirmisher base, you build and excavate base facilities faster. And at the Templar base, your soldiers heal faster if they've been wounded in a activity. As things progress, you're going to build more facilities inside the Avenger. One of these is resistance communications, which is required for adding more territories. You can only have so many territories per level of resistance communications, so you need to expand that if you want to expand your territories. Also, a resistance ring, it's called, which is a little strategy room for covert operations. These are non-tactical missions that you can send your soldiers on to find extra resources, that sort of thing. Also, track down the Chosen. This is good because your soldiers also gain experience for doing these, but you don't have to do a tactical battle. Although, there's always a chance that they will be wounded or ambushed on their mission, and then you'll have to do an actual tactical battle to extract them from the hot zone. So they've got to look out in the hot zone. Also, you can build a infirmary, which speeds up the healing of everyone. Also, you can build a guerrilla tactics school, which lets you expand your squad, which is kind of really useful. Otherwise, you only have four guys, and it's pretty hard going with only four guys. Also, you can get some bonuses as well, and train rookies as a specific class. Also, you have to build power stations, because everything needs power, doesn't it? Yep, of course it does. Also, you can build more workshops and laboratories. Laboratories speed up research, and workshops have basically increased the capacity of engineers to staff facilities. And those are pretty much the core mechanics of the strategic game. When it comes to upgrading soldiers, which is also part of the strategic game, it meshes so closely with the tactical game that I'll save the discussion of that until then. That was XCOM 2, War of the Chosen, Part 2. Sleepy Time Mumbles is produced by Noosed Octopus and hosted and invented by me, Dan Bain. Follow the show and help us out from any of the links in the show notes. Until next time, good night. Sleep tight.